Russell Stover is trying to restore the Grand Theater in downtown Philippi to make it an attraction to cinema enthusiasts in the area. Stover says in that part of the state, it's very difficult for film lovers to go see movies.
I want to open, instead of just another theater showing new movies, I want to open what's called a revival theater. And as an independent revival theater, I could show pretty much whatever I want and pretty much whatever the people want to see. And that's something that isn't done around here. If you want to see a documentary, you've either got to go to Pittsburgh or maybe Morgantown if you're lucky, and or wait for it to come out on disc. And even then, you've got to wait for it to show up on Amazon.com or Netflix or something.
Stover would like to screen older movies at the theater, like films from Alfred Hitchcock and other iconic movie makers. But getting it open won't be easy. In other parts of the state, older theaters have been demolished, like the two downtown theaters that used to be in Fairmont. Others are vacant and basically abandoned, like the Warner Theater in Morgantown. But there is at least one example of what Stover is trying to accomplish in Shepherdstown, where a restored historic theater shows movies and hosts concerts. Stover is certain a restored grand theater like the one in Shepherdstown will be successful.
But I've seen too many of these wonderful old places turned into parking lots. And a place like Philippi that really appreciates its history, that's something you want to save. With the way the college is expanding, I'm surprised other businesses haven't moved into Philippi.
Stover is trying to raise the money for the theater, but he's far away from that goal. He is hoping he'll be successful in bringing cinema back to Philippi. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.